America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Toby, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm alive by the more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like another city, the driver's side floor. Gucci Galar, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be you can watch a YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, and a happy election day for everybody out there.
Yeah.
Nice easy traffic today.
I went first. Oh, I had an accident.
You got into an accident?
No. There was an accident on 75.
Got it.
Oh, accidents, roads. What are those anymore?
Yeah. Oh, you're a train man.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's something classy about being a train man.
You know, I do what I can. I whip out my book. I realize I can't read.
You have a briefcase? I feel like a train man needs a briefcase.
I do have a
briefcase. And a derby.
Yes. What's the last one?
Derby. You know, like those derby hats?
Oh, okay.
You know, people on the trains, they love the hats.
Yeah, they do. They do.
You know?
And the umbrella. You always got to have an umbrella, even if it's sunny.
Needed it today, though, apparently. Looking like it's a little misty behind you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Ominous.
And you know, as soon as it rains, there's going to be 1,000 accidents for reasons
for sure.
I can't explain.
That's definitely going to. Dude, last night, I was trying to get back from the arena, and just 95 wasn't moving. And I get to, like, why?
Yeah.
I still don't know why. There was just a construction guy there.
Yeah.
Right by the express. Because they said the express lanes were closed. So I'm like, all right, that sucks. So I didn't take the express lanes, although this is Miami, so people were not listening to that. But I don't know why they were closed, because it didn't look like anything was obstructing it. It almost was like they were trying to fix the poles.
Oh, the poles.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
But, dude, it was stopped. Trying to get, I didn't get home last night till like 1:15, and it was like I get so infuriated. I'm like, can something be worth it? Can there be a Burmese python on the highway? Something cool to see? Nah, just like, and then after, and this is me soaking all of that in after bonus.
You!
Why did it have to be Sabonis?
Why did it have to be Sabonis?
Here's a rule. Here's a rule in sports when it comes to our show.
Mm-hmm.
If Tobin curses a player on the other team, that guy is going to be the catalyst. That guy is going to be the reason why.
Lucky is a lucky shot.
Really?
Lucky rebound. It was a lucky.
How many did he finish with?
What is 14? He didn't have that big a game, but he got. But Fox hit a brick, took a high rebound. Bam couldn't get to it. Bounces right to Sabonis.
52. I bet you I know who could have got there.
16, 16, and 7 is what he finished with, if you're asking.
16 rebounds?
More you say, than Bam, by the way.
So what, dude? He's the
keep that. Remember when Klay Thompson came and had one irrelevant game, and everyone's like, oh, Frogboy, you made this happen to us.
He didn't do anything,
he's
Sabonis.
He's that same energy, dude.
He got lucky on a couple of threes.
Wait, 16 and 16?
Dude was in foul trouble the whole night.
And still had 16 and 16. You think that's an average game?
All right.
It's 16 points.
It's a bonus game. He didn't cook.
Led the team in assists.
So what would be cooking?
Got to get to like 22.
22 points and 22 rebounds? Yeah.
Not 22 rebounds.
That's 16 rebounds.
Oh, dude, that's because they were building a brick house for a half. He was the only guy getting them rebounds.
You said Bam was.
I know what I said.
Locker.
I know what I said.
Oh, Romeo.
I know what I said.
What kind of locker did he put him in?
Last night?
Oh, Foot Locker.
No, he didn't put him in any locker last night.
With the new kicks.
Yeah, exactly. He gave him a shopping spree.
Sabonis shoved him into locker, right into the fountain. Says, beat it, nerd, right in front of his girlfriend.
This is the third time in
three games.
She was there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, she's not playing basketball.
No, I know.
I'm more than sure you'll see her a lot.
I don't know.
I mean,
when are we going to address the problem?
What is the problem?
Bam in love is not creating.
He didn't have a bat. He was fine yesterday. He was fine.
See, the problem is the problem. Here's what I'm going to say. The problem is with how we look at Bam. Damn. They asked Bam to do so much that if you only focus on points and rebounds, you kind of get lost a little bit.
He was fine yesterday.
He's all over the place, though.
This is the facts of it, though. It was a really good game. It was a thriller, but we can dissect this all we want.
Third quarter.
They got outscored 37-17 in the third quarter, and they missed 9 free throws.
This free throw thing is starting to.
It's pissing me off.
Right.
It's pissing me off.
It's free throws.
Pissing me off.
Yeah, I've never seen a team miss as many free throws as
you left a comfortable win on the table. That's basically what you did.
If you made half of the free throws you missed, you win easily.
Yeah, you win. So annoying.
Now, you know, I think there should be a fine.
Ooh, I like that.
There should be a fine if the team misses what? How many free throws missed? 10?
They missed 9.
They missed 9. That's egregious.
21 of 30.
The NBA average is what, 70%?
Bam and Jimmy both missed 3 apiece.
The average free throw shooter team shoots what, 70%?
Hmm?
Right?
Well,
yeah. They're not even there. They're in the 60s.
And those guys are good free throw shooters. I don't understand.
What?
They have been. They've been in their careers. They're good free throw shooters.
First of all, I don't give a rat's ass what happened before. I'm knowing what I'm seeing this year is that. Bricks at the free throw line.
You always say, look at the averages, man. It's gonna
average. I am looking at the averages. They are way below average as a team, not one guy. I'm saying one guy. I'm not saying the whole damn team. They're not even 70%.
As a team?
I think so.
I don't think that's true. That can't be true.
I'm telling you.
That can't be true. That can't
be true. They miss 7, 8, 9 free throws every game.
Is it true?
I'm looking.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm looking.
That's a horrible stat. If that's true, that's...
I don't think that's true. But he might be right. I can't...
He has to be close because you're right. They do miss... Jimmy's been missing a lot by himself.
All right. Free throw percentage.
22%. Jesus Christ.
The Heat. Oof.
Go! Tell us! Tell us!
29th in the league.
Dang it, what's their percentage?
71.6.
71%!
Oh my!
71%!
That's not Heat culture, dude.
That's not Heat culture. That's not Heat culture.
You, wait! Your whole...
Worse than the Bucks who have Giannis.
Your whole game plan is to put pressure in the paint. What's the point if you're not going to make your free throws?
Jeez. And they're top... What are they? Their top 7 in attempts.
So it's not. It's a moot point getting to the paint.
Oh, man.
It's a moot point. Like, so you know what that team's thinking? Here's what that teams are thinking. Hell, just hack the hell out of them.
Why not?
Hack a Heat.
Yay.
Hack a
all
Heat.
Of them. Which one, coach? All of them.
Except the Swedish intangibles kid. He's reliable.
He's good. He'll make one.
He's reliable.
I don't. Here's what else I can't understand. Here's what else I can't understand. They put Pelé in.
Yeah, he's so good.
He's an animal.
Animal, dude.
All over the place.
So much fun.
You telling me he couldn't help before now? There had to be an emergency or something? What? Why do all these guys come in for emergencies, they ball out, and then a week later we didn't witness protection?
I don't know.
Like what, we getting him ready for a court date?
He literally has done this all, everything he's done into college, and ever since he's donned a Heat uniform, practice jersey, summer league jersey, that kid has done nothing but be positive.
Yes.
Preseason, first little stint that he got in Mexico City. He's all over the place.
Right.
Why?
I don't understand it.
For what?
Why are we holding back? And
why?
I feel like Khalil Ware could have done something.
Here's what I don't get. I'm going to give you the honest truth. This what?
Tell the truth.
All summer, I said this to you.
Mm-hmm.
The team got younger and longer.
Yep.
Right? Why, when I look on the floor, is Bam still the tallest guy out there? What's the point of all that length and youth and energy?
Well,
listen, we ain't got time for all these getting mind games.
I will say, Nico's looking like a little bit like a Serbian Justice Winslow right now.
I mean, you know what he? How about this? Hey, I'm gonna put this out there.
Whoa, that's boy.
Wait,
he is my boy.
Wait. I'm gonna put this out there.
That's why I can be honest about this.
I'm gonna put this out there, and I want to get your feel on this.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching him play.
Mm-hmm.
He looks too big.
What?
He looks too big.
Bulky?
Yeah.
Really?
He doesn't look like he's moving like he was before. So he's banged up, but he looks sluggish.
Well, he did have a bad injury before the season.
I know, but he looks sluggish.
Interesting. I mean, that was because he had a fracture and an ankle injury.
I know, but he played.
I kind of think this is what I was thinking, all right? Because I was cooking things up when I was stuck in traffic yesterday.
Right.
All right? We don't really have a backup point guard, right? Just make him the backup point guard.
Who?
Nico. Let him roll, baby. Let him go out there. Let him operate with Jimbo. All right, this time it's Brian.
I think we don't have backups, but what Spo tries to do is stagger everybody.
I know.
But then you don't
There's something, but the starting lineup in the first, it's fine. Something happens in the third quarter with that starting unit. They got to fix it. They got to do something.
Probably too much Melba toast.
Here's Spo after the game. headlines, by the way, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory. Like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. This is Eric Spoelstra. He is head coach of the Miami Heat, and this is him on the third quarter issues for Miami.
I don't know. If we've looked at everything, at just some point, you just have to take a stand and just say enough is enough, you know, in these third quarters. We played a great half again, you know. I feel like we outplayed them, you know, in those other quarters. It's just, we're going to have to figure it out. You know, it's three straight games where I have to call the first time out, and it just, you know, it takes a little bit of the wind out of your sails. But with that said, still, like, it's not all going to go perfect. I thought we responded much better, you know, in the fourth quarter. And you take the lead, go up, you know, 5 points, then up three. You know, you should win those games, and we just weren't able to do it.
Well, here's the thought. Fix it, dude! Fix it! You say you tried everything. Well, I don't know about you, Leroy. How could they have tried everything when the same lineup's rolling out there and they're doing the same things? I don't know what you think trying everything. Maybe you're having a talking to. Maybe, you know, you're doing a little razzle-dazzle. Maybe you're doing some... Fix it, dude! Because at home, every third quarter, it is the same story. So how could you try everything if the same thing keeps happening?
He hasn't tried everything, though. He's a liar.
He hasn't tried everything because where is my first round pick?
Yeah.
Where is he?
That's what I'm talking about.
Where the hell is Khalil Ware?
Yeah.
Why are we playing?
He'll be ready in 3 years.
What are we doing? What? How is it possible? Yeah. We are sitting here with the same team year in and year out. And I swear to God, if Heat people give me the answer, he knows more than we do. You want to know something, dude? At one point, the Heat were in a position where they just had to try a guy who was playing in Lebanon, and he ended up leading the franchise in blocks. Okay? At one point, Leroy, they just brought in a tattooed weirdo on a 10-day contract, and they gave him a whirl. So why is somebody who they said they did more pre-draft work on than any other prospect in the history of their franchise?
Until next year, they'll say it about the next guy you never heard of.
But why can't this guy get a little bit of Runsky, and I gotta watch Thomas Bryant barely be able to jump?
He does have problems leaving the ground.
What is the issue here, baby? What do we have to lose at this point? You guys are getting the doors blown off you in these third quarters. Why can't you actually try everything? Because you haven't tried everything. The kid's gotten into 2 games, 2 blowouts. He's gotten 1 bucket. And we saw with Pella, Summer League, all the things that he did translated. Khalil Ware in the same system. Crazy enough, offensive force, little bit of run, could be a bit of a hub. Please? Can I mercifully, Spo, I know you're a genius. Best coach in the league. Best Heat coach of all time. Please, Eric. Please. I beg of you. Please play your first round pick. For the love of God, what are we doing? You're really going to go into this thing? Guys, we're going to go into this thing, and we're going to make Jimmy Butler our power forward because they're going to play Jaime in the starting lineup. That's going to be his move. What happened to Bam, baby? Free and easy on the wing. What happened?
Back in the paint.
Just, what? Can I ask you something? You got a Pacers, and you got a Pacers, and you got, and you got a Pistons game coming up. What's the harm? What's the harm?
Why are they only 22-23 at home?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. I have no answer for that.
Hasn't it been like 2 years since they won a home playoff game?
They have not. They have not been a good playoff team since they went up 3-0 on the Celtics. That was the last. I think that's the last home playoff game they won. And it is carried over to the regular season. Because any team of quality that comes into that building, and even ones that aren't of quality sometimes, but any team that's of quality that comes into that building, it's the same thing. First quarter, kind of even Steven. Second quarter, looks like the Heat got a grip on this thing. Crowd's all riled up. Third quarter, diarrhea, cha-cha-cha. And then fourth quarter, get your hopes up, but inevitably will fold. Same story every game. I'm going to all these games. Same story. It's always the other team's all-star taking over. In this case, Fox, he's good, by the way. Ooh. Good.
0 for 11 the night before. But yesterday?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Skinny fella.
Very skinny.
Yeah.
Very skinny. Very odd build. He has no torso.
It goes,
what?
His waist is right up on his nipples.
It's very strange.
Hold on.
He has no torso. His waist is like right up. It's about 3 inches from his nipples. It's almost like a cartoon.
I feel like I can put my thumb on his belly button and my pinky on his nipple.
Yes.
Be fine.
He got no torso.
Long arms, long
legs. Long arms, long legs.
Crazy. Here's two guys who did play pretty good yesterday. They each had 27.
Jeez, Garland had 39.
I don't know what that's like.
Only undefeated team left.
No Giannis last night, huh?
Huh?
No Giannis last night, huh?
Oh, really?
Interesting.
It was close.
Here's Jimmy and Tyler after the game. Jimmy's just staring at the box score in disbelief because he watches what happened to the Miami Heat.
Why is he Men in Black?
That's been his thing this year. That's been his look.
Just every game.
Every game, that's been his look. He's had a tie, button-down shirt, some kind of coat with these Men in Black glasses. That's been Boy Wonder's look.
Does not look good.
Well, I disagree.
I think he needs brighter colors because he's too white.
Jimmy.
No, you know what I mean? Hmm. Like, he's not a dark white dude.
Not really filling up that suit either.
No, it does look kind of.
Looks like a hand-me-down.
Like Jimmy.
Brother game.
Like Jimmy gave him his jacket.
Oh, I didn't bring anything. You think let me borrow your coat? Yeah, no problem.
Start the third quarter better. We feel like the first. Every quarter we've won. Every quarter except the third.
That's crazy.
I mean, there's not much to talk about at this point. It's about the third quarters. That's been a trend for us literally all year. So we got to figure it out.
So
just for our radio audience there, it's Jimmy Butler literally staring at the box score right in front of him.
In shock.
And just like, 37-17? 37-17?
Because I will tell you this. When you're playing in the game, you don't realize you're getting your ass kicked like that.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, so I've had games where we go down to score, and then we'd be sitting on the sidelines and we'll say, man, seems like it's been a while since we've been out there. And without really paying attention, we didn't realize that the other team ran the ball all the way down the field and ate up 10 minutes off the clock. Right? And so then you realize you get one drive in the third quarter or something like that. Like, Spo called a couple of timeouts. I'm sure they're trying to just take it series by series or, you know, play by play. And they don't realize that they're getting outplayed like that. Although, basketball's a little different because you can always just look up at the damn score.
They get those every break. They hand the box scores to them on the bench.
Right.
You'd think you'd know, but whatever.
Yeah, that's... Jokic is a walking triple-double.
Yeah, he's good. They got to play him in a couple days.
Joker.
Yeah, no, they got to play.
Not Jokic.
I just couldn't get over Tyler Hero's post-game fit.
Yeah.
It reminded me of a 90s singer.
Sinead O'Connor?
Sinead O'Connor, yes.
She needs the black glasses,
same
right?
Fit.
He only needs the black glasses.
Really the same fit.
All right, take a break. Back after this.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.